Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Morongo Casino Resort and Spa, good times, less than 90 minutes from wherever you are, because Mr. George Sedano is getting a drink of water.
Take it away, Lindsay.
Thanks, Beto.
we had a run to the bathroom.
I have to go to the bathroom, too, really bad, so I'm going to read this, and then I'm going to run.
I don't have a pass for the bathroom, so I had to yell, help!
I know, because they changed it to after 6 o'clock. Like, it's so stupid.
Well, I don't have one of those passes to get in, so.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's like, help, help! And Joe's like, save you, Beto. I have you, sir. You saved my career. You saved my life. You saved me from the bathroom now.
All right. So what you need to know is that the damages, a federal jury has ordered the NFL to pay for violating antitrust laws in distributing the out-of-market Sunday ticket games.
Yeah.
Is basically $4.7 billion. So.
Right, so you got to go to like a website and you can go and basically be part of the class action suit.
Yeah, so if you were a subscriber, whether residential or business, in the U.S. that paid for the package on DirecTV for the out-of-market games, anytime between 2011 through 2022, then you can opt in to this website. All you have to do is go to the SundayTicketLawsuit.com. Cool.
And then you get like, what, $40 or something?
Well, it depends, because if you, how long you subscribe, like if you subscribe for like 10 years, then, okay, you know, you get, I think they're basically reimbursing you plus a little bit more, because $4 billion, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people that subscribe too. So
right.
It's going to get split up.
But think about it. Even back in the day when it was cheaper, it was probably like $250 or $300 bucks. Yeah. You know?
I mean, I'll take it.
I'll take any of you. Give me $1. I don't care.
Yeah.
All right, let me go to that website right now.
That's awesome.
I'm not going to do it because one day I'd love to call an NFL game on TV. I don't want them looking back and seeing I got money from them.
They're like, we already paid you. Sorry.
Wait, I was going to ask, how? What do you mean? You can't.
That's
if you
a
call,
joke, Lindsay.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Because it's like, oh, we're going to give you a game. Hey, but no, you sued us.
Right.
Get it.
I was in the class action, so that, I'm not going to take the class action.
Not going to lie. I feel like that's a thing. That could be a thing.
Oh, you know? There's so many things that people find.
I bet you the NFL would look into if see if any of their broadcasters filed
absolutely
in that grievance.
They look into every detail when you're going to hire
when
someone.
You work for them, though, you get that for free. Because, I mean, when I worked for NFL Network, I had a login where I had access to watch any game anywhere.
Well, it's no different than we get ESPN Plus if we want it, right?
Yeah, I found out I get Hulu.
But that's all, yeah, and Disney Plus and ESPN. But like, that's awesome to be able to have access to any game.
Yeah.
You know, like that's a big deal.
I have their NFL Plus thing.
Oh, do you?
I buy it.
Oh,
it's
you
like,
buy it?
It's like $70 a year.
And you can watch any game.
Yeah, I go. Well, that's what I was telling. Remember the other day I was talking about how I was watching old games from last year.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but $70, like heck, that's a lot of money. You know.
For the year.
Yeah.
It's not terrible for the year.
That's one drink
for
at Dodger Stadium.
Hey, you know, you could probably expense that, don't you, George?
We expense everything.
Your NFL Plus, you should.
Everything, including those glasses.
That is what you need to know, brought to you. But these are $30 at CVS, bro. I don't
really
know how much I'm expensing these. They all have all sorts of scratches on them. I got to buy some new ones.
No way. They're CVS, $30?
Yeah, these are readers, bro.
Oh, wow.
But they got scratches on them. I need to buy some new ones.
Did
you guys know that you can use your HRA stuff to buy things like glasses?
Of course.
And I didn't know you could use it to buy like protein shakes. I just found that out last week. And
right, because it's nutrition. Yeah.
What's HRA?
That's like your, you can put money away in a medical account or something.
But they give you, like Disney gives you, like if you get like a yearly checkup or like a physical or whatever, they give you $300 on like a debit card and you can use it towards like copays and all that stuff.
Really?
But I didn't know. A lot of people's companies have them, but you can use it to buy, like I said, protein shakes, cough drops, like
good,
all the electrolytes. That's crazy.
That's good.
I feel very enlightened by knowing that.
That is what you need to know. Brought to you by Morongo Casino Resort and Spa. Good times. It's 90 minutes from wherever you are. All right, real quick. Do you want to do the Clay thing or do you want to do the Raider things? We don't have time for both.
Raiders.
I got a hot take.
Yeah, because you're going to upset some people.
Maybe, maybe not. I actually think it'll help the Raiders. Even though I'm not the biggest fan of this guy, considering how bad their quarterback position is, and how great their defense is, and they've got Devontae Adams, who's a stud. Like, they've got good weapons. They just don't have the quarterback.
Yeah, because Aiden is not going to cut it for you.
go next offseason. Forget about this year. Go get Dak in free agency. I'm not even joking.
Come on, man.
Dak's like a very good, not great quarterback.
For next year?
With that defense, they don't need a great quarterback. They need a very good quarterback. They need better than Gardner Minshew and Aiden O'Connell is what they need.
Yes.
And Dak is definitely that.
He's a name.
No, but he's not.
He's going to be a year older, and you're going to take him. He's going to have a season.
He's not that old, is he?
But he's going to have another season in the NFL,
so
right? Another year.
He's 30 years old.
That's old, man.
No, bro. Quarterbacks are playing till they're 40.
No, but the way he's been playing, he gets beat up.
He's had one injury in his career.
Look, DeAndre, like, nah.
If you're the Raiders, what are your options?
Now, if you would do it this year, okay.
Aiden O'Connell, well, he's not a free agent this year. Yeah. He's a free agent.
That's why I thought you were going to say, go get him now. So no. Free agent-wise?
Yeah, wait till next year.
Won't there be other players available for you?
Like who?
I don't know.
There's a lot of quarterbacks. It's very rare that quarterbacks become free agents now.
It's hard to find a quarterback in general. If you're a free agent, you're a free agent for
And
a
are
reason.
You going to waste this defense?
It's a good defense.
That's like what
Howard
saying.
Long said the other day, he wants to come back.
You're going
to
waste it. You're probably going to waste it this year. So at least, look. Dak, he becomes the third best quarterback in your division. Right now you may have, I don't know, maybe the fourth. He is good, not great.
Yes, he is good.
That's it. But you don't need great. You don't need great.
Devontae Adams needs help.
Right. He's better than anything that they could that the Raiders could throw out there.
What if Aiden O'Connell becomes the guy?
He's not that good. Like, he's good. He's fine, but he's not.
You're so quick to dismiss it.
He's not better than Dak.
And then Dallas won't re-sign Dak?
I mean, clearly they've kind of drawn a line in the sand here. You know what
it's
I'm saying?
It's been a while, right? They go back and forth with him all the time.
There are no negotiations anymore.
At
like, he's going to be a free agent this next offseason. Like, if you're the Raiders, that's who you should be looking at. Like, he absolutely needs to be one of your options.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see it being an option, but
I mean,
saying he's the guy who's going to be your savior.
He threw 36 touchdowns last year and only 9 interceptions. Like, he's a good player. He's just not, like, go put it on his shoulders and he's going to carry you to a championship good. But they don't need that. They've got an awesome defense. They've got, if they don't do that, Devontae Adams is out of there, dude. He is not sticking around for another year of Aiden O'Connell and Gardner Minshew.
Hey, Aiden O'Connell is actually just beating out right now Gardner Minshew for the number one job because he's looked so great in camp.
Right, but Devontae Adams ain't sticking around for no Aiden O'Connell, okay?
5 days ago.
They're making a big deal out of it on Twitter. Yeah. He looks great.
5 days ago, Tannenbaum, Raiders should give Dak a blank check.
See? There you go.
But that's a GM who's not even a GM anymore. He's a TV
but
guy.
He was a GM twice.
Dak Prescott injury rumor claims Dallas Cowboys star not 100%.
Oh, but that's right. My thing. It's like you are going to waste Devontae Adams' tenure with you. You're going to waste that defense. Josh Jacobs, good running back. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're good. Like, they're good enough.
Yeah, Josh Jacobs is gone, isn't he?
Yeah, he's gone.
Oh, that's right. He's gone.
Backers. Yeah. Pierce needs to win. Pierce needs to come in and show that, hey, you guys made the right choice winning. The AFC West, you got to do something. Because the Chargers are going to be better.
Chargers are a 10-win team.
10 wins?
Yes.
Wow.
10-win team this
Book
year.
It.
Wow.
Mark it down.
I'm marking that tape.
Whoa. You know what?
Because Justin Herbert also looking fly in practice, apparently. Yep. He's really putting a little extra zing on the ball ever since Harbaugh showed up.
Last year when Sedano said the Rams were going to be...
Said they were going to win 9 games and they were going to make the playoffs.
And you were right on it. Chargers, 10 wins. Book it. Let's go to Vegas. You got to do it. You cannot go against Sedano, the NFL savant.
George, I'm going to give you some money to make a wager in Vegas. at this
What is the over-under on the Chargers?
Oh, let's find that out. So Dak Prescott...
You know, there's that Jim Harbaugh has the best odds to win Coach of the Year.
Eight and a half. I would go over that. I would have. As a matter of fact, your boy's going to Vegas next week.
That's what I'm saying.
Just to stick it to Cappy.
I'm going to
take the over of the Chargers.
That's right.
Now, Dak Prescott with the Raiders.
I'm going to put a hundy on it.
It works. It works because big name, big team, splash, go. But will Dak, the quarterback, last?
And here's the thing. I think the Raiders can also help Dak's legacy because what's going to happen is he leaves the Cowboys and there's going to be two trains of thought because in the Cowboys, you either are Roger Staubach and Troy Aikman or you're Tony Romo and Danny White. There's no other box to be put in. You know what I'm saying? Like, you are either part of the guys that won a championship or you're part of the guys who failed to win a championship. But if he can somehow come to the Raiders and give them success, which they have not had very much success in a very long time, or at least not sustained success, because I'll give Dak this. The Cowboys have been good with Dak. The problem is the Cowboys have not been great with Dak, but they've been good.
I mean, Dak was in the MVP voting. I saw him play against the Eagles on a Thursday night.
Dude, they were in, was it 2 years ago? They were in like a real fight with the Niners, like in a game, in a playoff game where they could have won. So like they're good with Dak. Dak is just not a guy that you say, he's not Mahomes.
No.
Like, you know, he's not like you're saying, hey, go win this for us. He's not even Josh Allen who, you know, Josh Allen, he had nobody. Josh Allen, like with the Bills, is literally the quarterback and the running back. Like, it's insane what he does. Lamar is similar. Now, Lamar had more weapons this past year. They finally helped him out there. But in general, like, he's not those guys that you say, all right, go, you win us the game. Like, could he do it once in a while? Sure. Yeah. But not every week like those guys I mentioned. So, like, the Raiders don't need that guy. They just need a guy who can do it a couple of times to get you over the hump. Because the rest of their roster is good.
So Dak will be 31 if he becomes free. When he becomes free agent. He's going to be unrestricted.
Right, you sign a four-year deal, bro.
Yeah, he'll be unrestricted because the Cowboys are not going to franchise.
Right.
Right? And they're not going to really trade up to get a quarterback.
No.
Because then you've got to still wait for that quarterback to develop, even if it is. You need that veteran quarterback.
No, they got Trey Lance. That's who they think they're going to replace him with, at least initially. They say he's playing great.
Trey Lance, really?
I mean, that's what they say, you know.
Everybody's playing great in July.
Of course, I know, but I'm just saying.
Trey Lance. So Dak will be 31. His teams are always there, right? But it just seems like Jerry Jones and the Cowboys never really want to get into the Dak business, right? They're just enough, but not enough, right? The different changes of coaches. So if you're Dak Prescott, and I'm looking at this just from the marketing side, if I can go and lead the Raiders to a playoff, that looks good for your career resume.
Yeah.
It looks good for your legacy, what you can do, but it can also go backward because what are the Raiders going to be after this season? You have Devontae, it's going to be great.
He's going to be gone. He's going to be gone. If you have Aiden O'Connell again, he's going to be gone.
Absolutely. As soon as you can.
And by the way, Big Don Sean Sky, who's laughing, said this MF said Dak, and he's got the laughing, you know, gif or whatever. Brother, he's better than any quarterback you've had since Rich Gannon.
Rich Gannon?
Okay. Like, you can laugh all you
Rich
want.
Rich Gannon.
He's better than any quarterback you've had since Rich Gannon. Okay, do we want to talk about the list of quarterbacks you've had since Rich Gannon?
Oh, I'm Googling right now.
Okay, all right. Like, come on, man. Like, this franchise has been pretty terrible for a 20-year stretch for the most part.
What, Charlie Fry ain't doing it for you?
No.
EJ Manuel?
That's my boy, though. I don't want to mention him. EJ's my boy. But EJ would even tell you he wasn't good with the Raiders, okay? But that is my boy, EJ Manuel, for real. He's for real my boy.
Oh, man. Mac McGloin? Wait.
Come on, Matt McGloin.
Carson Palmer for a year. Jason Campbell? How about this one? Kyle Bowler.
Yeah.
Hard High's own Kyle Bowler.
David Carr, we know for sure.
Bruce Gradkowski?
Terrell Pryor?
Well, Jamarcus, we're going to leave that one alone. Mm. Charlie Fry was a Raider?
Yeah. Right, but you also mentioned, like, right, that's the thing. Carson Palmer, like, not Carson Palmer anymore by the time he was playing with the Raiders. Yes. Like, he was okay. But he wasn't like Carson Palmer anyway. He was never Carson Palmer after he hurt his knee against the Bengals.
Wow. Marcus Tuiasosopo.
Yeah.
I forgot that name.
I know Raider fans are going to scream at me. He threw for 4,000 yards a couple times with us.
Yeah. Aaron Brooks. Remember he had that K-Swiss commercial? He was going to be the hot thing with the Saints, Aaron Brooks, and then nothing.
So that's what I'm saying. You can laugh all you want, Raider fans, about Dak. You ain't had a better quarterback since Rich Mother Bleeping Gannon. Okay.
That's really what you want to do. You want to pick a fight with the Raider fans before the holiday?
I ain't picking no fight. I'm talking
before the holiday.
Facts. Okay?
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See, we didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Real quick, what's the easiest choice you can make? Window seat over middle? Beach vacation over camping? What about selling with Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.
All right, commitment to mediocrity is what it's been.
Oh, come on, man.
So I'm trying to help you
come
for once.
Come on, man.
I'm trying to help you. Help
come on,
me.
Man.
Help me help you.
Where's Rotten Will at when you need him?
Okay.
That's what you're going to have if Devontae leads.
I'm not a believer in Dak either. I'm not being Eagles biased though.
I feel you. I'm not saying Dak's going to lead.
There's a reason why. The Cowboys not in the Dak Prescott business, because when it comes playoff time, he just cannot deliver.
Okay.
He's a great regular season quarterback.
Yes, he's
no
great
doubt.
For fantasy.
He's great for no doubt.
4,500 yards last year.
And
for
do you
Dak.
Know how many times the Raiders have made the playoffs since Rich Gannon? Twice. At least Dak is in the damn playoffs. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you beggars can't be choosers, dog.
The best part is that you're comparing Dak. Hopefully, in a year from now, like, just forget 24.
Right. This is a 6-7 win season, dog. 8 max. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if you got 8, Antonio Pierce should be coach of the year.
Yeah. As I say, I'm a Raider fan for safety reasons. So there you go. I'm going to be down at the block party tomorrow. I know it's going to happen because there's a block party on my mom's street. So Oscar and Junior just closed the street down. I don't know if it's legal or not, but they just closed the street down.
Right, right.
And they fly their Raider flag every Sunday during football season. I'm going to show up tomorrow, and then right away, Beto, so it's your boy. And I'm like, well, Sedano, call him. I was going to be, call him. So if you get a FaceTime from me tomorrow, do not answer. It's Oscar and Steve getting mad at you, man.
They are. Where's that good though, Chunky?
Oh, he's in Pico Rivera.
Oh, okay.
Oh, he's lighting up a fireworks storm deluxe. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. yeah, I'm just telling you, Raider fan, you ain't got a lot of options, and Dak's going to be one, should be one of them, and you can laugh all you want, but you made the playoffs twice in 20 years.
Yeah, you're okay? Right, DeAndre, though. He's not going to perform for you in that.
But, dog, get there. He'll get you there. He'll get you there. Even in a tough AFC, he'll get you there. That team is... This was not supposed to be me trashing the Raiders.
No.
This is me telling you the rest of the roster is good enough to get you in the playoffs if you have a guy like Dak.
Oh, here we go. When did ESPN Radio become the home of the Cowboys? Signed, Dak Prescott hater.
And by the way,
my boy Edgar chiming in. Edgar.
The funny thing is this. The Cowboy fans... They rip me because yeah. I hate on Dak on TV all the time on like Around the Horn because I say what DeAndre just says. He can only take you so far. But their measurement of success is different than the Raiders' measurement of success.
Oh, absolutely.
Okay?
Absolutely.
This ain't, you know, you can say what you want about the Cowboys. Stephen A., everybody laughs at them, this, that. But it's always failure in the playoffs. You know what I mean? Like,
at least they're there, right? They're in the dance.
Correct.
But you know what's going
to
happen.
Okay, fine. The Raiders haven't been to the playoffs but twice in 20 years. Like, what are we talking about here? Tu madre. I mean, seriously. What are you guys complaining about, bro?
Rich Gannon.
Rich Gannon. Where's Charlie Fry, baby?
I mean, for real, dog. You're talking about Carson Palmer on one leg. You know, like, that's like a highlight. Like, what are we doing here?
So here from Fidel, the LA Times. Dak this, Dak that. Come on, Sedano.
Fidel.
From
listen,
the 956.
First of all, you know, it's hard for me to talk about a Fidel, okay? You know what I'm saying? Like, there's some trauma there, okay? But let me just be honest with you. Bro, again, do you want me to give you that list? I mean, let's do it. Ready? Hold on real quick.
Let's go.
Since Rich Gannon, let's start one more time. Yeah, give me that music real quick.
The Raiders.
Kerry Collins.
Oof.
Andrew Walter from Arizona State? I didn't even know he played for the Raiders. Oh, that's right. He did. And he was their leading he was your leading passer in 2006. Andrew Bleepin' Walter. Okay, was your leading passer in 2006. What are we doing here? Dante Culpepper. The man played with you for one season. He was on a bum knee, too. I remember he beat the Dolphins, and he pointed at his knee. Okay? Then you had Jamarcus Russell for 2 years. Okay. Then you had Jason Campbell. But not like Jason Campbell with Washington. Jason Campbell with the Raiders, which was 1 year. Then you had Carson Palmer for two. Terrell Pryor was your leading passer in 2013. And you had Derek Carr, who was not even as good as Dak. Okay? And you love Derek Carr and Aiden O'Connell now. Gardner Minshew. Just dudes. You know? Stop. This ain't Kenny Stabler, dog. You know what I mean?
Where's Mark Wilson at?
Like, for real, this ain't Jim Plunkett. Like, what are we doing here? Like, what are you guys talking? It's not even Jeff Hostetler.
Where's Vince Evans?
Okay. Like, what are y'all talking about? Like, enough.
Where's Berline?
You should take Dak and you should be thankful. If Dak actually says, I'll play for the Raiders next year, you should be on your hands and knees going, thank God.
What would JT the Brick say? No, George.
Get JT the Brick's ass on the phone right now.
He's at the pool in Vegas. Let me tell you, so I'm at the Sphere. Oh, they're doing great here.
Get out of here.
You're so fired up about the Raiders, man. I love this. Because everybody's on the 405 right now.
I want them to be good.
Why?
Because it's good for the sport when they're good.
When was the last time they were
good?
They're
like, look, you know what they are? They're like when NBA people say it's good when the Knicks are good.
Oh, jeez. I finally saw it this year.
Right. And by the way, much like the Knicks, much like the Raiders, the Knicks were terrible for 20 years.
Look, the Raiders are not from one city. It's the Raider Nation. They're from everywhere.
I get it.
That's why they need to be good.
Correct.
Because it's better for the sport.
But it's also good when they're bad, because then we could just jump on them too. See? You ain't done nothing.
No, but it's more...
Where's Rusty Bulger or whoever that guy is?
It's more fun when they're good. Like, I want them to be good.
Nah, because my Raider fan friends that have season tickets are just arrogant as it is. Because they're going to win the Super Bowl every year. What up, Hogan? Yeah, I know you're delusional. But then if they are good, it becomes insufferable, man. Because the flags really come out.
Well, tell them about Asada Fest real quick. Maybe they go to that instead.
Oh, you want to go to Asada Fest? That's going to be July 13th, the day after the All-Star game. I'm going to be a host. I'm going to be emceeing. There's going to be Lucha Libre. El Hijo de Santo will be there. And right now is your chance to hang out with me and go to Asada Fest presented by Northgate Market. Be caller number 7 right now. Número 7 at 877-710-ESPN. 877-710-ESPN. Correctly answer the trivia question from today's show and you'll win a pair of VIP tickets to Asada Fest July 13th at Rolling Greens in downtown LA. Be caller number 7 right now, 877-710-ESPN.
Are you ready to build your company's dream team? Just like in sports, finding skilled players is essential for success. With Robert Half's winning combination of specialized recruiting professionals and award-winning AI, we'll help you find the MVPs and key role players who will have you hanging banners in the rafters. Because in business, it's all about having the experienced team on your side. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I decided, all right, I got to find out, like, if I email these people, you know, like, I got to talk to them in French. You know what I'm saying?
Put on my beret right now.
Yeah.
I did buy him a beret that I'm giving him next week.
Go.
I'm making him take a picture with it on
him. I wanted to ask, like, if I could take the kids, because not every winery allows kids.
Oh, that's true.
Right? So I wanted to write them, hello, I would like to make a reservation for my family to visit your winery on, you know, this date. We're staying nearby. Do you allow children on the property? And then Google Translate, I'm like, all right, let's see if Google Translate works. So it translated for me.
Bonjour, j'aimerais faire une réservation pour que ma famille visite votre goûter de la en Juliette. Nous légions à proximité. Autorisez-vous l'enfanté dans l'establishment? Merci, Jorge.
I love that.
Oh my gosh. You sound like a natural.
So that's what it translates.
Yates is upset right now because you probably have a better accent than him right now.
And the guy wrote me back. So it clearly worked.
What did he say?
I'll read to you in English.
No,
read it in French.
Read his French.
In French, he wrote, "Bonjour. A quel bien suit les fontons? Avez-vous une autre possibilité? Je suis pas dispo.
Picture.
À partir du 25. I don't know how to say 25 in French.
Good. That was pretty good.
A sera idéal pour moi. Mais jamais que vous étiez en vacances. Dites-moi. Bonne soirée."
Wow, Les Miserables.
So
okay, what was that?
What he actually said was, "Good morning. We of course welcome children, especially children who are our future consumers."
That's great.
"Do you have another possibility than that date? I'm not available. I will be available from the 25th, which I will not be there in that part of the country anymore at that point. It would be ideal for me, but I imagine you're on vacation. Tell me. Good evening."
Tell
That's
me.
Awesome.
That's great.
Yes.
I like your French accent. Have you been working on that?
Yeah, it sounds legit, right?
I have started recently. I bought it like a year ago and I never used it. I started recently. I'm like trying to like fast track some of this. I bought a Babbel subscription.
Oh, okay. Did you?
And
Does that work?
Oh, yeah. I'm learning.
Duolingo works really well. I've used
Duolingo.
That one.
My daughter uses Duolingo because she uses it for Spanish and for Mandarin.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
But, you know, she's not using it for French for whatever reason. But I am using Babbel for French because I want to at least try to speak a little French and be able to read it, you know, like when I'm there, like menus and stuff.
You know a really good life hack that I saw recently, because I've been trying to learn Spanish, and I saw somebody that got those, the Meta glasses.
Yeah.
And if you wear those, they can live translate for you both ways, which is crazy.
Yeah. But those are probably super expensive, aren't they?
Yeah. I don't know. Probably. I mean, not for you.
Yeah. Oh, thanks.
Not for George Sedano. Yeah.
Not for my French amigo.
You know what
else? Bonjour.
What
else? French amigo.
You know what could be expensive? If you let your AC go bad or your heater go bad or your plumbing go bad.
Not right
It could be inexpensive if you call NextGen and get it done right away and get taken care of quickly at 833-3-NextGen. NextGen, the official AC and plumbing company of SoCal sports fans. That's right. NextGen is the absolute best in the biz and has thousands of 5-star reviews online to prove it. Let me tell you my review. It works, okay? Very simple. I had a drain problem. They came in. The stuff over the counter didn't work anymore, and they came in. $88, drain cleaning, camera inspection, good to go. So do what I did. Call NextGen at 833-3-NextGen. That's 833-3-NEXGEN. If you're sick of dealing with a slow drain, just call them at 833-3-NextGen. Say goodbye to all your AC heating or plumbing problems. NextGen includes water, plumbing, heater, and AC safety inspections. It's hot. It's going to be real hot this weekend. So prioritize the safety of your loved ones at home. NextGen is the only name you need to remember for a safe and comfy home. And by the way, air quality gets poor during the summertime. So if you got an issue in your house or you got allergy problems, call NextGen at 833-3-NextGen and breathe easy with indoor air quality solutions to fit any budget. Call them at 833-3-NextGen. That's 833-3-NEXGEN or visit them online at nextgenairandplumbing.com. Excellent work, Funchy, Lindsay, DeAndre, The Circle. Thank you so much. Beto, thanks for hanging out.
Au revoir.
We'll see. Bonjour, mon ami. We'll see each other el viernes. All right, see ya.